Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Sunday, the 18th of December, and the 22nd day of Advent. Today, as we enter the fourth and final week of Advent, we move into Luke's Gospel. This week we will walk through the Christmas story, opening with Zechariah and Elizabeth and culminating with Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, the angels, and shepherds. Luke's Gospel gives us more Advent and Christmas themes than any other. After his preliminary dedication to Theophilus, Luke begins his Gospel with these words, "In the days of King Herod." Luke's story is set during the dark days when Judea was occupied by Rome and their king was a client of Caesar. Herod the Great was installed as the king of Judea by the Roman Senate in 37 BC as a reward for military service on behalf of the empire. Herod was a daring general and a great builder, but he was also corrupt and a paranoid king, capable of astonishing cruelty. After waiting so long for a king, Herod was certainly not the righteous king the pious of Israel had been praying for. As Luke's story opens, Herod has reigned for some 30 years. His dynasty is in place, and the hope for a messianic king seems farther away than ever. At the same time, there lived in the hill country of Judea a humble priest and his wife, Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were blameless, but blamelessness had not led to blessedness, for Elizabeth was barren. They had prayed for a child for decades, but no child had come, and now they were getting on in years. Of course, by this point in the Bible, we see this as a foreshadowing of a special birth. Barren women giving birth to great sons is a common biblical motif seen in Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Hannah, and the wife of Manoah. And sure enough, when Zechariah is chosen by lot to offer incense in the temple, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, he encounters the angel Gabriel, who tells him that his wife will bear a son. His name will be called John, and he will prepare the people for the coming of Messiah. Today's reading comes from Luke, chapter 1, verses 5 to 25. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty, he was serving as priest before God. He was chosen by lot, according to the custom in the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not be able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Gabriel began his announcement to Zechariah by saying, "Do not be afraid." Angels always say, "Fear not," because this is what heaven has to say to earth. Then the angel says, "Your prayer has been heard. Zechariah and Elizabeth have been praying for a child for a long time, perhaps for as long as Herod had been king. The answers to their prayer had been delayed so that God can give them more than a child. God will give them the forerunner of the Messiah." Sometimes the answers to our prayer is delayed so that God can answer them in a way greater than we could ever imagine. Among the instructions given to Zechariah was that John was to drink no wine. John the Baptist drinks no wine because he is not the one who brings the party. He only prepares the way. The party begins when Jesus turns the water to wine at the wedding feast in Cana. John is Advent, Jesus is Christmas. Let's take a moment to reflect. As we do so, bring your fears that you may have to him. In the Amplified Bible, we read in 1 Peter 4, verse 7, "Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully." This Christmas, we bring our burdens, fears, and worries to the King who came into our world to walk alongside us and know the aching heart of humanity.
Sparkling light.
O God, help us to hear the heavenly announcement to fear not, and help us to persevere in prayer even when the answer is delayed. We thank you that it is your good pleasure to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we can ask or think. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and evermore. Amen.